I like my partner to just be open-minded with me, or open lines of communication, because I'm gonna always say what's on my mind and exactly what I mean. So, I want to hear the truth. Like if they're playing with somebody and or they want to play with somebody, I want to know. Like, just let me know. It's okay, because if I want to, I'm gonna let you know. I think, like you guys said, foreplay all day. Like, if you're talking about it constantly, then nothing's a real surprise, Like, then we know, like, what you're into, what you like, what kind of, partners you look for, or what you look for in a partner. Like, nothing's a secret. So.
Thank you all for tuning in to MWB Married with Benefits, the podcast that helps you understand a little bit more of the lifestyle that you're about to take a journey in. Come on this journey with us as we find different avenues and talk to different people and experiences and stories. We can't wait to hear yours. Thank you for tuning in to MWB. So relaxing that sound.
Yes, it
Thank you.
is.
Oh, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for tuning in to another episode of MB,
W.
Married with
Yes.
Benefits, right? That can mean so many of things. And we love, first off, for you being here and all of the listeners, all of the insights that you guys keep giving back to us with your comments, your emails. We keep working to bring the content that you're asking for. So we
Yes,
appreciate that.
absolutely.
And today's guest will not disappoint. We are bringing in someone who has that knowledge of events, parties, just shops, toys, everything that you've been asking for. You're going to find out a little bit more about it. And I am extremely excited to bring in our guests. And they have that mysterious aura about them with just the one name. We're only using the one name, right? Like, you know how y'all have the prince and all the rest of those people. So we have that. So, ladies and gentlemen, without any further ado, let's go ahead and get ready to bring on our guests. Please give a big round of applause for Mercy. So, how are you doing today? First off, let's start with just that.
Pretty good. It's been a pretty good Sunday.
Love it.
Relaxing, waiting to record with you guys.
Yes, we love it. So we love telling our aspect of the intro, but we want you to start off by telling the listeners a little bit about who you are first off, so that way they can get to know it straight from yourself. So take a few moments and just let them know who you are.
Sure. My name is Mercy Rose, actually. That's what I go by. I am in the lifestyle, I've been in the lifestyle for about 5 years. And as I, attended events and all the things that I, I just like really explored everything I possibly could, I decided, man, I really would love to be a sex coach. So I got certified in 2001. And then I opened my store. I did a podcast for a little while as well. I have an online store where I have like all the quality toys that you could ever imagine at my fingertips. So if you ever wanted to order anything. And then I do classes. I teach classes and I do events for people in the Orlando area. I'm in Orlando, Florida.
Orlando, Florida. Okay, so then now we're not going to let you get by this coaching part, right? So I want to know, how did it start? How, you know,
Yeah,
like,
what made you decide to
right.
be a sex
Yeah,
coach?
so it wasn't like you were just sitting down
No.
watching TV one day and go, you know what? I'm gonna be a sex coach.
Yeah.
No. Actually started out I was really interested in like BDSM and that kind of aspect of things. So I read up on everything I possibly could in that avenue. Then I started joining groups and club, going to clubs and stuff like that, and just observing people. I'm big on observing people and behaviors and all that kind of
Watching,
stuff. So
yeah,
I started
that's how we
observing
love.
people, and then
Absolutely
I
love
was
that.
like,
Yeah.
yes, it's a lot of fun. And so I then a friend of mine started having parties. She was a leader of this big group here in Orlando. I had like over 1,700 people in it at one point, and she needed help. And she was like, I need help. I need another strong woman to, you know, help me organize events and stuff like that. And I was like, sure, I'll do it. I was a party planner for a little while. So I was like, that's easy. So I started coordinating parties and everything like that. And then the more I got to talking to people, I realized like, nobody knows everything. Of course, nobody knows everything, but there were a lot of people who knew nothing. And then people want to, you know, get into lifestyle. They have no idea like what direction to go in. And I know when I started, same thing. I had no idea what was, you know, where to go, who to talk to, that kind of stuff. So I just kind of was like, why don't I be that person for people? So I just decided to take a sex coach course and learned a lot. It was really good. I took about 4 months and learned a lot and got certified, and here I am.
Nice. I love that. So with your, you say you throw parties. What goes into throwing a party?
Yeah, because I think that's a really good question, because
I've always wanted to throw a party.
And there's someone out there who's probably, you know, thinking the same thing.
Yeah. So what goes into
The biggest thing is
you don't want it to be a big sausage fest, for an example, right?
Exactly. The biggest thing is you want to build that female base, honestly. When we were throwing the big parties for the other group, we catered towards females. So we would do things where all the girls could, if you brought a girlfriend with you, you get in half price. We would do all girl events where like we'd go out to wine and stuff like that, so everybody can get to know each other and talk. And then from there do like a bigger event where it was, and we had a rating system as well. So you knew what you were getting into before you were there. And I think that's very important for people too. They need to know every detail. On my website, I explain detail by detail what you can expect, what the crowd looks like, because you kind of want to know. You don't want to just jump into a situation where you have no idea. Another thing is you should use the same platform every single time to advertise your parties. So if you're always going to do Facebook invite, do a Facebook invite. That way, that's another way where when people RSVP, you see who's actually coming to the event. Put all your rules out there up front so people know, you know, what to expect when they get to the door. There's just like a lot of little things that you learn along the way for sure. Yeah. Another thing is ensuring everybody's safety, making sure everybody gets there at the, you know, everybody gets there by a certain time. Doors are locked after this time. We're not letting anybody else in. So that way everybody gets the safety speech at the beginning, like, hey, no means no. Don't touch somebody who doesn't want to be touched. You know, that kind of stuff is really important too.
See, now I got to go ahead and see if we can book a trip down to Orlando. You know what I'm saying? fight off OBT, Orange Blossom Trail, I think it is, right?
Yeah.
Okay, watch out now. So, but I absolutely love that. And, you know, you were just mentioning your website. And for the listeners right now, we also are doing this on video, so we're going to pull up the website. Yeah. You won't be able to see this right away, but you can watch the replay on Spotify. They allow videos as well. And so we were just looking at your website, and I'm gonna tell you, so I don't know if this was you, marketing, whomever did this, but the first thing I see is it says the Pleasure Zoo. Pleasure, power, positivity. The zoo made me automatically think of like a zoo, right? Mm-hmm. Everyone's just in a big old orgy kind of thing. That doesn't mean it's that way, but as a man, that was my way of thinking, right? So, yes, if you get a chance.
I can't say that's never happened, but but yeah.
All right. Listen, so if you get a chance, ladies and gentlemen, pleasurezoo.com, take a look at it, because as I look at this site, I'm seeing she has a shop. Would, like she said, the high quality toys.
Yes.
It tells you how to order. I see you have an event coming up soon, or is that still in the work? Oh, look at the whips and
that
chains
one
back
is
there.
It's actually next weekend. So, yeah, it's coming up.
Listen, so, people in Orlando, if you're listening to this, pleasurezoo.com, but you need to, you know, make sure you do everything that needs to be done. And I absolutely love the fact that this looks quality, right? Because those are the type of people that you want, I'm assuming. And I know we love hanging with those kind of people who are quality people.
That know the rules and abide by the rules.
Exactly. So many people get in it for the wrong reason. So, and not to go too much into it, but for the most part, how did you yourself get into just the lifestyle in general?
Because
I know a lot of people, like you said, who are new, they don't understand it. And that's why we started this, because we like to educate and, you know, kind of show some people. Yeah. Hey, you know,
and what would
it.
Your advice be to those who are thinking about getting into the lifestyle?
Great question.
Oh, good one. Well, I got in personally. I was married for 6 years. Things kind of weren't working out. And I wanted to know, like, hey, like, can we open this up? Can we do some other things? He wasn't really into it. So we ended up separating. That sucks. But, and that doesn't happen for everybody. Some people are totally open to those kind of things. But we ended up separating, and I just felt free to kind of explore things that I wanted to explore from that point. Okay. So first thing I did was actually went to one of the parties that my friend was throwing. She, you know, knew my situation and was like, come to a party with me, come hang out. And when I got there, I kind of was so confused on what it actually was. I was like, what is this? Because it was a little mix of everything. It was some nudists, there were some swingers, there were some poly people, some BDSM people. And like I said, I was really interested in the BDSM side of things. So I was like, what is this? Like, I was so confused. So I just kind of hung out for the first time. And then, you know, listen, there was a sex therapist there, and she was doing a demo on some toys and stuff like that. And I really was into toys at that point. And I, you know, just listened to her demo and kind of went home after that and was like, that was weird. After that, she invited me to some other things, and I went to, like, there were different parties in different locations. So she would have like a meet and greet at a restaurant that was kind of like a munch where you can meet people. So I went to a couple of those, and I started meeting friends that way. And then meeting friends, volunteering with her, she would set me up with people like, go meet so-and-so at this place to check it out. And I'm like, okay. And I'd show up, and I met my best friend at like this restaurant. I never met him before in my life. When we walked in, and we're like best friends after that. So it was, you know, like, it was just great. And like, the more I'd go out and just put myself out there, the more I'd meet people. And now I just have, we have this community, and it's really cool.
That's so great. And nice. I know my wife was just talking, kind of, she was like, I want to do parties or something like that. But
a sex toy party.
Sex toy party and stuff. And you said someone was doing the same toy. So let's say, for example, there's some listeners out there who are in lifestyle, and they're like, you know what? I want to maybe explore a different avenue like that. What are some ways? Go for it.
No, my question was, what would your advice be for someone looking to get into?
For somebody looking to get into the lifestyle, I would say be open-minded. Not to the point where you're pushing your boundaries and stuff that you're not really comfortable doing, but, you know, if it's an event that, you know, maybe you don't mind getting nude, maybe you don't mind, like, just going all out, go, you know. And the biggest thing is, like, act like you belong there. If you're comfortable, just act like you belong there, and you'll see how much you're accepted. If you're not comfortable with those kind of events, and you kind of want to, you know, stick your toe in the water and just see what it's about, go to something a little more mellow, go to a munch, go to somewhere where you can just meet people. There's meetup.com that has, you know, listings for events like that. Check it out. Maybe you'll meet a friend there, and maybe you two can explore like a more risque party later on down the road. But if you're interested, you should definitely check it out.
Perfect. Yeah.
And then what about the toys?
Oh, part? The sex toys?
Yeah, like if you wanted to be the whole sex toys party.
Oh yeah. Yourself. What would it take to get into developing that and throwing parties you know, advertising sex toys? And
do you have to be like an affiliate of a company kind
of? Yeah. I went online actually. It was like something I wanted to try. So I went online and I found a warehouse that does drop shipping. And I was able to buy like a whole bunch of different stuff that you would see at like the name brand stores, you know, and I went and bought a whole bunch of stuff and made a kit. And then I travel with that kit to parties and get people to order. And I made, and I do.
And you sell them from there, right?
Yeah. And so I sell them at the, there's a market price that you have to sell everything at. So I sell them at the market price and that's it. And sometimes I give like 30% off coupon codes and stuff like that. Put them on my website.
We're going to put that up here so people can to get in touch. But when you were saying that, I had like a little image of like you walking in with like these, this black suitcase and they're just putting it on the table and opening it up like the makeup case, you know, the three layers coming out.
It's actually, it's a double decker like Craftsman toolbox with like all the compartments.
Okay. All right. I'm on it.
I bring it everywhere.
Now, let's say, for example, for people who are listening to this and they are saying, or someone who's watching it later, they're saying, you know what? I'm a guy. I don't know how to approach a lady. I'm asking from a lady's point of view because we tell men all the time, but they just don't get it. How do you think it's more of an appropriate way or you like to be approached, or maybe ladies in general? How do you think, you know, that fits into that?
Well, you know, when we're in that environment, we just don't want to be creeped on. That's for sure. Don't want to be touched without being, you know, more, you know, saying that you want to be touched, but you want to be talked to for sure. Act like you have a little interest, you know, maybe invest a little bit of time, before you're just expecting something to happen. I don't know. I'm kind of picky, to be honest. So I'm like, it's hard for me to say, but I know I like somebody to act like they want to talk and they want to get to know me before anything else. Right. Because it might not happen that night, but maybe down the line as we get to know each other or, you know, or if I see you at a few other things or, you know, something like that. But
And I think the key you just said was the most important thing that guys just don't get, right? Because I think most men, first off, they hear about it, research it, but they think I'm going to walk into this place and I'm automatically getting sex, right? They think it's exactly just that. And they don't understand. It's still that little game of let me talk to you. Let me get your drink here. Let me kind of, your chances are better, you know, that you may have to get it, but they just automatically think, all I got to do is say, hey, let's fuck.
Let's
do it. You know what I'm saying?
And I said it happens a lot too at like these, like here in Orlando, we have a big club. I don't know, you guys probably have heard of it. It's called Secrets Hideaway, but it's an amazing little club. And people go there and like they'll pay a lot of money to get in. So they automatically think like, this is what we, you know, like I paid for this. So I get to, you know, come in here and do whatever I want. And it doesn't work like that. It still doesn't work like that. So it's like, it's, you know, it's still
a 50-50 chance. And I think that goes for a lot of places because we go to clubs and automatically think, you know, people automatically think they're going to play with other people. And it's just not always this, the situations.
And so with your
events, I would say go in with no expectations. I tell people that all the time. You have a better time that way. You just go in to have fun. Like no expectations. Like I'm gonna smash five girls tonight. We're gonna have threesomes. Like don't put those things in your head because when they don't happen, you'll be so upset.
And men, when you're listening to this, I'm also gonna tell you what could probably happen to you. If you do put those expectations into your head, you, especially if you're first time or you're new, you're probably going to end up with anxiety and then you won't be able to perform. And then your little ego is going to crush. I'm telling you, man. All right. So now let's say I'm at one of your events. Do you have men there also? Probably limited, I'm assuming. More women?
Sex toy parties tend to be more women, but it's funny because like guys will be around in and like background. Listening like
they're always in the background.
can I hold it, you know?
So. That's what she wants to do. Okay. I get it. So now let's say ladies at your event and they want some toys or whatever, and it's in a private, you know, location. And mm-hmm. my wife said this, that they, some, she heard them call brown bag parties, but so that way they don't walk out.
That's what we used to call them back in the day.
You know, with somebody.
I've been to quite a few, and that's what we call them.
So that way they, because, you know, some people still new and they're like, oh, I like that, but I don't want to walk out with it, or, you know, so the neighbors can see me or something like that. And you spoke about safety, and I absolutely love that, because I think that is what draws people in the most, to know that, hey, you know what, this is an event where I can be safe.
Yeah,
this isn't where the creepers are going to come in at and everything. And I absolutely love that. So now, describe for the listeners who might be listening right now, who are in Florida, who may be around the Orlando area, and it's like, you know what, I want to maybe check it out. What is the next party, next weekend, or wherever it's going to be? What is that party going to be like for those people that's coming?
Well, for that party, we're going back to our BDSM roots. So I'm big into the BDSM lifestyle, probably more than the swinging lifestyle, to be honest. But, you know, they kind of go hand in hand a lot of the times. So that party is going to be a very BDSM focused, dynamics, kinks. We're going to have it at a kinky Airbnb that one of my best friends owns, and it's called Casey's Magic Kinkdom. And it is a Airbnb that is totally converted into a kinky house. So there's room, there's a dungeon room, there's a hot tub and pool in the back. There's a littles room. It looks like a little girl room, and you can like, and there's like a cage bed in there. And then there's a room in the back that has like a huge bed, and, you know, like you can do all kinds of stuff there. There's also like mount points in the bed where like you could tie people up. There's all kinds of fun stuff. So we're just going to explore that house and just have a lot of fun there and have a good playlist going and, you know, cocktail hour and that kind of thing. And it's just going to be a good time.
Oh, we were just looking for airline tickets. We're like, how was the price?
Come on.
Quick weekend trip.
Have you experienced, let's say, some events, functions, and parties in other locations? And the reason why I ask that is because, so for an example, here in Vegas, one, it's very a transient city. So the personalities, you know, you have people in a mixture from Midwest, East Coast, and so it's very reclusive here. Yeah. There's not as much as
as you think it would
be. Yeah, it's not.
A lot of people come in and out of the town and thinking it's going to be way more than what it actually is.
Happens here stays here. That's not the case.
It's not the case.
Yeah.
So what's your view of other places, if you've been to them, or, you know, like you did?
I've been to other places in Florida, but not like other city. Like, we went to Vegas for a party. Well, not a party, but a group of us from my group went to Vegas, and we did like the Spearmint Rhino and like just, you know, like regular stuff, you know.
Like,
and
strip clubs here. We're looking.
Yeah, we went to the strip club and we.
Yeah.
And what else did we do? We did like one of the pool parties, you know, during the day. But but that was fun. And then after, you know, at night, we're a bunch of, you know, sex positive people. So we're just having fun with each other. So
that was sex positive, right? You know, and that's one of the things we work to do, is break the stigma of people talking about this.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we've traveled so much, and we've been to other countries, and in this, the U.S., it's so repressed and everything like
definitely.
That.
It's funny that you say that, because like, I talk like this all the time. This is me all the time. I don't really sugarcoat things, and it's just like, you know, like regular conversation for me. And when sometimes I meet people and I'll start talking about things that I've done, and they're just looking at me like deer's in the headlights. Like, what are you talking about? Like, sorry.
We tell people jokingly sometimes when it's like, oh, I can never do that, right? And like, well, one of y'all are doing it. You just don't know about
it. You just don't know about it.
Right.
One of y'all are doing it mentally. You do it somewhere. You're just not communicating. Uh-huh. You just don't know about it, right? And I love that.
Yeah. And us being in a relationship, married, I think we enjoy it more together than, you know, a lot of singles probably would.
Right.
Because we get
and that's
with someone.
Yeah, that's awesome. Like, that is like hashtag goals, you know, like I wish that I had that opportunity, but I had, you know, a husband who was very like, what are you talking about? You know, like very like, so.
Gentlemen, Let me tell the gentleman. Go ahead.
I just think like couples who can do it together, that is amazing. That's awesome. Like without the jealousy, without all the crap, you know, you're going home to your husband. What is the big deal? You know, like you're still going to pay bills and do the things that you do. Like just have fun.
Absolutely. Definitely.
Most guys just
and it
don't
brings you
that.
Guys closer. It brings the relationship closer and stronger and
to trust
and communication and all that. And it just opens it up.
Most people just don't get that. And I think we've done that. So, you know what? Let me ask you just one thing before. What would you say if you were to maybe recommend, because we love the BDSM as well. We're getting into that little, we've got a little small little playroom, as we call it. And,
like a 50 Shades.
And we use this company. As a matter of fact, I'm going to see if I'm going to get them to be a sponsor. Liberators, liberator.com, which is like sex furniture. Very comfortable. Yes. We use them a lot for a lot of things. So what would you say is one of the either best items that's on your website that people that you would recommend or best selling thing? What do you like enjoying or being used within that portion
of
the lifestyle?
Or what gets sold most?
So the biggest things right now are those little rose clit suckers. Everybody loves them.
I've seen those all over the place.
Yes. They look like there's some like those are good too. So they look like a little cheap toy, but they're amazing. They're really good. So you get your hands on one of those. And I work with a company that sells those. I get a good discount on them.
So listen, let me know. If you're looking for that, go to pleasurezoo.com. Check out her link. Check it out. And do the Rosie Rose thing. A rose a day keeps the troubles away.
Those are big. The magic wand, of course, will never go away. It's huge in BDSM too. What else? The womanizers are good. The WeVibe. There's this one called the WeVibe Sync, and it's like an internal toy, and it connects to your phone on an app.
We actually have that.
You can go, to a restaurant discreetly, and he could be playing on the phone, and nobody will ever know. And it like beats to music and all that.
And that's what most people get, right? Because we have such a flowing relationship, and we tell people, in our episodes, and we just even when we're talking to them, like. The lifestyle isn't all about just directly getting it in, putting your toe in the booty, water, whatever. Like sometimes it's about exploring and revving things up, like we say often, foreplay all day, right? Sending those text messages, those little things that will get you more things, guys. Than you expecting her to walk in the house and be like, I'm horny tonight, right?
Little messages. Do something for
her. Yeah, right? Get the
dishes. Clean up the living room.
Trust me, gentlemen.
Foreplay.
Now, one of my questions, because we're going to get ready to wrap things up before we let everyone know where to find you at, and we call this our red flags section, okay?
Oh, yeah.
What is a red flag that you're going to tell someone out there, whether it's a single lady that's wanting to explore the lifestyle or, anything, couples that, what's a red flag to watch out for so that this, because some people prioritize the lifestyle over their relationship, right? And we tell them,
don't do that. Your relationship is doomed.
Yes. And don't do it to try to make up or think that it's going to help fix it or anything. So
if somebody's cheating, if they're going to continue in the lifestyle, it's not going to stop them.
So what's a 100%. Red flag you would say?
My biggest thing is I like my partners to just be open-minded with me or open lines of communication, because I'm going to always say what's on my mind and exactly what I mean. So, I want to hear the truth. If they're playing with somebody or they want to play with somebody, I want to know, just let me know. It's okay. Because if I want to, I'm going to let you know. I think like you guys said, foreplay all day, if you're talking about it constantly, then nothing's a real surprise, then we know what you're into, what you like, what kind of, partners you look for or what you look for in a partner, nothing's a secret. So I think that's the biggest thing. It's just being really open and really communicating and telling the truth. you can't lie, even little white lies in this lifestyle at all. Like you have to tell the truth. Yeah. So I think that's pretty much one of the big things. If somebody can't tell you the truth, on like they're gonna tell you the sky's purple when it's blue, like you don't need to deal with them.
So. That sums it up, and it's so true. And you know, it's funny when we talk, kind of tell these stories. And I told my wife when we first started that dating process and everything like that. You know, I said something to the effect of like, I'll cheat with you before I cheat on you, right? Because I let her know. Our very first date, people were like, really? You told her? I was like, yes. Our very first date, I told her. Now, I broke it down and said, hey, I just want to let you know who I am, because I was in it before she was. And I said, you know, you don't have to be a part of this, but I just want to let you know who I am. And then usually if you tell people you're in lifestyle or that kind of whatever you're doing, it's usually two responses. It's either, oh, no, I can never do that. Or it's usually, what? Tell me more.
I was already interested in getting into it because I was getting into it from the BDSM side of it.
Yeah.
So I was really interested in it already. So I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah. And that's what you want. You want to be able to have somebody who's going to join you where you're at, kind of, versus like somebody you have to teach everything to, you know, like if you're at the learning level, then yeah, come on. But like if you're at a certain level.
So but it was it was a slow process for both, but we learned a lot of things together. Yeah,
and the thing about it was, because I was in it way before she was, but the thing about it was
a single man.
Yeah. But I didn't push the learning.
Yeah.
I let her learn at her pace. Right. Right. So, for example, it was probably about 2 years.
About a year
and some change of us going to parties and events before even trying anything. Like, so it was like, I want you to be comfortable. Yeah. I want you to want this, not me saying, let's do it. Let's do it. Right.
It would take us a few months to even go to a club, though. But I love to watch. Like, I'm a voyeur. I will watch all day long.
And now, speaking of that, so
that's my favorite part.
Speaking of that, let me tell you about this, okay? I'm going to tell you about this, Mercy. Listen to this, okay? You might already know about it, but the listeners also listen to this, okay? If you don't have this at your event, look into it. So in our bedroom and in our playroom, we have these railings going around the bed. And we have there's specific type of sheer curtains and then a specific type of light, almost like a black light. And so what happens is when you're in the bed and the curtains are closed around you, you can only see in. You can't see out. So if people are watching, you can see silhouettes of a shape, so you know someone's there. But the people standing outside can see what's happening in clearly, but the people in the bed cannot see what's happening outside. It's so erotic because you can hear them if they're starting to do some stuff because of you. And listen, don't give me. I'll send you a picture. Yeah.
I want to see.
So, is there anything that we've missed that you want to tell listeners? You know, anything else about yourself, your site, your events? What did we miss?
Where can they find you at?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. So the website is www.pleasurezoo.com. And then on there, I have all of my social media links there. So I'm on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. I post a lot on Facebook. I have my own private group. So it's the Pleasure Zoo private group. If you guys want to join, just search it and then request. You just have to agree to a couple terms and then you can come on in. And then that's also where I, you know, do all my invites and stuff like that. And those people, the group started out in 2019 with like 14 people, you know, and it's grown a lot since then. So it's really fun. And like everybody in there I know personally or I've talked to personally, and just, you know, really supportive group. Every time I'm doing something, everybody's really excited for me. And it's just really good to have friends in the lifestyle that are just open and fun. So
yeah, definitely.
Thank you. My wife was giving me a little elbow. She's like, I'm joining.
I'm joining.
Yes. So,
man, thank you so much for this. Yeah. We appreciate it. And we want, number one, we appreciate the openness about talking
thank
about
you
it.
For showing and helping us how open out. It can be in the community.
Yeah. Yeah.
And parties and you know,
because we're gonna be moving soon back to the East Coast.
We're moving to South Carolina. Okay. Soon.
Yeah, so we'll probably have to take a drive or something down that way as well.
Yeah, come out.
OBT, man. All right, so we'll stick with us for just 1 second. We're gonna go ahead and do the ending and get some of these sponsors and bills paid, and we're gonna be right back with you. Okay, so just one second. Thank you so much. All right, so ladies and gentlemen, thank you all again for tuning in to another episode of M.
WB,
the place where we want to educate, inspire, and just get you to be free and destigmatize, right? Live your best life and destigmatize yourself, for just everything that's going on. So thank you again. And as we always say, until
we swing again.
Yeah, yeah.